So, Parshas Vayakhel frames the implementation of human creativity, the application of human creativity to craft a house for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and it's of course iconic. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gifts us with creativity. It shouldn't scare us. It should empower us to build a world of religion that's deep and profound and personal and enriching of others. How do we use our creativity to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu when so much of our creative energy can sometimes turn cocky and arrogant or turn us away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu and become self-absorbed and vain? So the basic parameters are described by two contrasting phrases. One phrase describing Kol ish chacham leiv asher natan Hashem chachmo tvina bahima. So all the people are described consistently as chacham leiv, people who are smart, who are intelligent, who exposure and experience. Yet beforehand, it's in Perek Lamed Vav, in Perek Lamed Hey, it's clear that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is delivering all this chachma and all this wisdom and engineering insight. HaKadosh Baruch Hu delivers this chachma through divine delivery and siyata d'shmaya. So what is it? Do people achieve their own knowledge and creativity, or does Hashem deliver it arbitrarily, unilaterally, independent of human achievement? So there's an interesting conversation which the Medrash Tanchuma quotes, which is obvious to us based on the pasuk in Daniel. In Daniel Perek Beis, the pasuk writes, Yehav chachmasa lechakim, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu delivers wisdom, intelligence, knowledge to those who are already smart. And there was a woman, a thinking woman, called in Chazal a matrona, an important, prestigious woman, who once asked Rabbi Yossi Reb Chalafta. And she quoted this pasuk, and it sounded a little bit strange, because if the pasuk in Daniel, Yehav Chachmasa, highlights HaKadosh Baruch Hu's direct delivery of Chachma, the pasuk should not say Yehav Chachmasa Lechakimin, but Yehav Chachmasa Letivshin. People are dumb, they are inane, they're ignorant without HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu delivers their knowledge. So Rabbi Yossi ben Chalafta provided a mashal. If you could loan money to one or two people, one person who is solvent and one person is struggling for every last cent, you'd obviously want to loan money to the more economically durable person, the usher, because even if the money that you lend them, they'll squander, but he's got other money, and of course he can conglomerate the two monies, both the money he has and the money you're giving him, to create something more productive, whereas loaning a poor person is a foolhardy and an act of folly, because that person will never pay back and will squander the loan. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu loans us his chachma. It's an interesting mashal. It's not a gift, but it's a loan. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants that loan to be repaid, which means not to return the actual creativity, but to build a religious world with the money and people that have resources, namely their own knowledge and their own wisdom, their own intelligence, their own sensitivities, whatever type of knowledge we value, they are better candidates for receiving HaKadosh Baruch Hu's siyata d'shmaya and knowledge and information. So it's an obvious concept, but the mashal captures two ideas. Number one, the base idea, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu delivers knowledge to those who exert themselves, who train themselves, who condition themselves. And second of all, that it carries the tonality of a loan, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu expects some repayment. It doesn't just deliver talent for personal enjoyment or personal indulgence. And then the Medrash continues. It seems to say the same thing. This is Medrash Tanchuma Simin Beis in Vayakhel, but it quotes Yeshua ben Nun. And Yeshua ben Nun wasn't just described as someone who was suffused with knowledge, because most of the terms in Vayakhel are Chachma, Chacham Lev, Amale, so Chachma. There's one pasuk which describes Chachma Tvuna Vadas, but most of the Parshas Vayakhel is dominated by the word Chachma. But Yeshua is described, Yeshua ben Nun Malei Chachma Ruach Chachma, Varim Perek Lamed Gimel. And here are the parable, or the fable is, compared to a store owner, when someone comes in, the store owner will detect the smell and the aroma of the various vessels that the potential client brings, and he'll pour the wine into the vessel that smells from wine, the honey into the vessel that smells from honey. So he will distribute the various products and place them in the appropriate containers, rather than placing them in foreign containers, which will create confused smell and confused aroma. And I think this part of the Medrash is developing it further, that there are different compartments of human intellect. There's emotional intelligence, cerebral intelligence, scientific knowledge, arts knowledge, of course, even within Torah, obviously primarily within Torah, there are multiple aspects and components. And when we expect the Kodesh Baruch Hu to deliver for us, it's not enough just to develop our general knowledge base or general intellect, but to be able to diversify and build all these modalities that Hashem provided for us, and to use all of them to understand His will and understand ourselves and understand our world and understand His Torah. So Yeshua is described not just as possessing Chachma, but Ruach, and the Medrash sees this as a description not just of a person conditioning themselves as a proper recipient of Hashem's general intellectual know-how, but of compartmentalized fields of human intellectual endeavor. Excuse me.